Chamber of Commerce launches effort to funnel Afghans into American jobs. By John Binder on September 16, 2021. The United States Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with multinational corporations like Amazon and Walmart, is launching an effort to quickly funnel newly arrived Afghans to the U.S. into American jobs. This week, the Chamber announced an initiative called the Coalition for Afghan Refugee Employment in the U.S. that will partner with Amazon, United Parcel Service, UPS, and Walmart to quickly get Afghans into American jobs after they arrive as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation. Helping meet the urgent needs of Afghan refugees will require all hands to work together, President of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation Carolyn Colley said in a statement. Through this effort, we're proud to bring American businesses together to fill a critical need, supporting the resilience and financial independence of Afghan refugees who are starting a new life in the U.S., emphasis added. The chamber is teaming up with Welcome.us, a newly created non-governmental organization, NGO, backed by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, as well as former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama, to mobilize the American people around welcoming Afghan refugees, a news release states. I'm excited to see the Coalition for Afghan Refugee Employment in the U.S. standing ready to assist these individuals as they find a future in their new home, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, official Robert Fenton said in a statement. Welcome.us is working with multinational corporations like Airbnb, Walmart, Starbucks, Instacart, Facebook, Microsoft, and Chobani to provide financial support to Afghans arriving in the U.S. while also helping Biden privatize the refugee resettlement system so that corporations can import refugees to fill American jobs. The Clinton-Bush-Obama NGO is being financially bankrolled by Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors, which has ties to billionaire George Soros's Open Society Foundation. Biden has said he hopes to resettle about 95,000 Afghans across the U.S. over the next 12 months. In a 21-day period from August to September, Biden brought more than 48,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement, a population more than four times that of Jackson, Wyoming. In terms of employment, Afghans arriving in the U.S. are expected to mostly compete against working-class Americans for jobs. Analysis released this week shows that while the Afghan population in the U.S. has exploded to about 133,000 in recent years, the number of Afghans living on welfare and near poverty has also jumped. In 2005, the number of Afghan immigrants with at least a bachelor's degree was about the same as the number of native-born Americans with at least a bachelor's degree, roughly 29%. Today, more than 35% of native-born Americans hold at least a bachelor's degree and only 26% of Afghan immigrants. Afghan immigrants continue to have high school dropout rates, more than 22%, compared to native-born Americans, with less than 7%. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.